I'm the working man. Lord, I do the job for you.
Good morning and welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we make it our job every Saturday morning to put together 4 hours of broadcasting that in some way, somehow, some shape, some form, we hope, endears us to you, that we can become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We've been doing this for 29 years, and we hope to be doing it for another 29 years. We get together every Saturday morning to put our building and remodeling experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowners, so you can call in the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Whatever project you're trying to tackle, whatever question you might have, whatever anxiety might be weighing down your heart as it relates to homeownership, improvement, maintenance, or remodeling, we'd hope you'd phone in and let us help you any and every way we can. This morning we're broadcasting live from Casa Grande, Arizona, just about 5 miles west of town at the Francisco Grande Resort. And we're here with Chauncey Meyer, architect from Tucson, one of our Rosie Certified partners who opted to join us for the one-day seminar yesterday. We appreciate you coming down for that, Chauncey. But I particularly wanted to finish getting your take on this building, the Francisco Grande. Have we done a Google search on what?
You know, on wages in the 60s for carpenters, I have not found. I found a University of Missouri library that has the wages broken down by decade. Well, I'm in the 60 decade, and then it's broken into federal minimum wage.
Keep looking.
I'm working on it.
When you can find me the journeyman wage for a carpenter in 61, and I'm going to tell you, it was under $7 an hour. When I broke into the trades in the 70s, we were just at like eight something, and like $2, $2.15 in bennies, and about, I think it was about $7.75 an hour. And so we were talking off air with Chauncey here about you couldn't afford to build this building today.
I don't know how you'd be able to afford to build this scale of a building. It's relatively small for the number of units they have. The labor cost to form this building that's 9 stories tall, 8 stories tall, and the staging that's required, the building would have to be huge in order to get the scale in order to make it work. This building would be unaffordable today to build. You could not build this building today.
Really unique building. And really, when you know what went into it, you really, just walking up and down the stairs, you're thinking, man, these staircases up 8 floors are all poured in place on a pretty tight radius with no exposed girders.
Nope, and it's cantilevered.
And it's all cantilevered.
It's gorgeous.
Man. And those little balconies that every room has off to the north side, they're thin as pancakes. And
four inches.
And you're up there 8 floors.
And they're solid as rock because I was up there. Those things are solid. The building is maintained really well, and I think it has to go with whomever constructed, whoever the general and the subs on this building. They were high-quality construction because there's very, very few parts of the building that look like they need any care to it. I only saw one area that they probably need a little maintenance on it, but it's held up. Concrete is, if it's done well, is great.
Well, they took their lesson from down the street, the Native Americans that built Casa Grande. It's ironic that we can find 700-800-year-old adobe ruins where you can't hardly find any wood frame mining ruins. You know, the wood has been deteriorated, it's been turned back into the native soil, and it's gone. But that's the beauty of masonry. I mean, the permanence of a structure.
Well, you can't get any better in building masonry for almost anything. As I said before, we've had the conversation that a masonry home is the best for livability, durability, and maintenance. And you can't get any better than that.
We have a little mountain property we've yet to build on. We've owned it for a long time. I thought we'd have a house on it by now, but we just haven't gotten around to it. But, Romy, we still have that name saved?
Oh, Arizona Masonry Mountain Homes? I don't know.
Arizona Maintenance-Free Masonry Homes. Arizona Mountain Maintenance-Free Masonry Homes. Because so many people that have second homes have put slammed together some little cabin up there with T111 and cheap windows and asphalt shingles. And I go up there and I see them working on their cabins. And baby, when I build mine, there ain't going to be no work ever needing to be done. It's going to be masonry, aluminum-clad windows, metal roof. You walk in, switch the button, the lights come on, the air conditioning comes on, the heat comes on, the water turns on, and when you leave, you throw the same switch, you kill everything, you walk out the door.
Well, the kind of cabins you're talking about where they're using siding like that, which is it's an inexpensive product. They're a 10, 20-year building depending on how they're designed and so forth, then you're going to have maintenance on them, absolutely.
The last thing I want to do when I'm running up to the mountains to cool country to rest and relax is work on my cabin.
Can't blame you.
And now let's talk about you have a particular interesting building going up, and then I want to go to our topic, risky remodels. But before we do, have y'all posted the pictures of that? We're talking about interesting architectural buildings, Francisco Grande, where we're here today. But this building you're building up in Summerhaven is just incredible.
Well, I designed it's a Byzantine Catholic chapel. It's modeled after the Boyko Ukrainian churches, the Eastern Rite churches. And these churches were designed without studs and without joist. They were and during that period, the 16th and 17th centuries, these guys that built these were shipmakers. And so these buildings are amazing structures. Well, this building is designed after that. And they used no nails. And the reason I looked into that, that was for a spiritual reason. Plus, they had the ability to mortise and tenon joints. They didn't use nails because Christ was nailed on the cross. That was the reason. But we're doing a stick frame building with compression and tension rings. This allows us to hollow out the building so there's no
glulam beams or rafters.
Everything is covered up. It's all compression and tension rings. There's in the main section of it, there's three octagons and they're stacked on top of each other. And when you go in there, you're going to see the slope from the smaller ring to the larger ring. So it's all hollowed out as it goes up to the last ring, which is 8 foot in diameter, which will house a 8 foot diameter dome, which is painted with a traditional icon of Christ on the top. But this building is all stick frame. Every piece of lumber that's being cut, every joist, is a different size.
Now, where were you able to recruit the labor to put that together?
We found a carpenter, which I hadn't talked to in a long time, the general contractor, Vasquez Framing in Tucson. They're premier old school.
Well, they would have to be to put something like that together.
Yeah, they're
You're not just rolling trusses on top of an 8-foot plate line.
No, it takes... I was up
True
there,
craftsmanship.
Absolutely. I was up there watching one of the guys cut a beam, a diagonal beam. It was 10 minutes before he set that beam.
Measure twice and cut once?
Yeah, it might have been four or five times.
And if you're a carpenter, the complex cutting, a multiple dimension cutting required in order to get the bird's mouth in, and that's the bearing point of the top plate of the wall to the complex diagonal cut on top of it so everything's snug. And then, of course, everything is connected with metal plates. All that will be hidden when we sheave the interior of it with a pine board. But so it's old world, 16th, 17th century concept. It's if you Google Boyko, B-O-Y-K-O, wood churches, you can get a sense of what this thing, what this style of the church. It has two lower sections and then one larger section for the narthex.
Who's your client in this?
It's a private organization that is spiritually involved with the Byzantine church, Byzantine Catholic Church, and this is a spiritual journey for them.
How big a building is it?
850 square feet.
Okay.
And not only that, but we have a bell tower. The bell tower, they bought a 1826 bell cast by Paul Revere's son, going to be mounted in the bell tower. And it, I've heard it ring. It's absolutely a gorgeous ring.
Are we going to be able to share a website where people could see the images of this structure? Because it's incredible. And are you're going to cover the compression rings? Everything's going to be exposed?
Nothing's going to be exposed.
Well, then I want to see it before they cover it. So I
got
to get up there.
You guys got to get up as contractors. You and people appreciate construction. This guy has to fight for what guys get to go up there to build this thing because they're so excited.
Yeah.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It's once-in-a-lifetime for me as an architect, once-in-a-lifetime for these framers to frame this building. It is so much fun. It's just fun watching it.
Well, we're on one of Rosie's bunny trails. The topic of the 10 o'clock hour is risky remodels
and
at your house.
Before we get there.
We're going to get there.
Frazier.org. Discover economic history.
Yeah.
Brings me to a page, Arizona average straight-time hourly earnings for men selected occupations studied on area basis by individual division, Phoenix, Arizona, March 1961, carpenter, manufacturer, maintenance, non-manufacturing, hour earnings, $280.
Well, no wonder.
Oh,
God's sake.
And no benefits.
No benefits.
No medical insurance, no 401k.
Well, I was guessing a little bit higher than that. I didn't realize it was all the way down there. But that's how they built this building. So we've got union wage carpenters, 68, 69, were average 475. So that would be about right. Back in 61, it would have been, you know, down there at $3 an hour. That's incredible. Wow. We could build a lot of beautiful things at that rate, couldn't we?
Oh, absolutely.
And carpenters would all be homeless, but we'd be building a lot of beautiful buildings. We're going to be back with Chauncey Maher, architect from Tucson, Arizona, to talk risky remodels, the topic of the day.